Save the gun.
And you, sir.
Oh. I've been with your father, given him notice that the Duke of Cornwall and Regan, his Duchess, will be here with him this night.
How comes that?
Nay, I know not. Mm-hmm. You've heard of the news abroad?
Not I. Pray you, what are they?
You heard of no likely wars toward the Dukes of Cornwall and Albany?
Not a word.
You may do, then. In time. There you are, sir.
The Duke be here tonight. The better. Best. This weaves itself proportion to my business. My father hath set guard to take my brother. And I have one thing of a queasy question which I must act. Briefness and fortune work.
Brother, a word, descend. Brother, I say. My father watches.
Oh, sir, fly this place. Intelligence is given where you are hid. You have now the good advantage of the night. Have you not spoken against the Duke of Cornwall? He's coming hither now, either night, either haste, and Regan with him. Have you nothing said upon his part against the Duke of Albany? Advise yourself.
I am sure of your word.
I hear my father coming. Pardon me. In coming, I must draw my sword upon you. Draw. Seem to defend yourself. Now quit you well.
Ha! You come before my father, light!
Oh, not my brother.
Torches!
Torches! So, farewell!
Some blood drawn on me would beget opinion of my more fierce endeavor. I've seen drunkards do more than this in sport.
God! Father! Father! Stop! Stop!
With no help!
Where's the villain?
Here, stully in the dark, his sharp sword out, mumbling of wicked charms, conjuring the moon to send auspicious mistress.
But where is he?
Look, sir, I bleed.
Where is the villain, Edmund?
Fled this way, sir, and by no means.
Pursue him, ho, go after. By no means what?
Persuade me to the murder of your lordship.
Oh, strong and fastened villain. Would he deny his letter? I never got him. Hark, the Duke's trumpet. I know not why he comes. All Porcile Bar, the villain shall not escape. The Duke must grant me that, and of my land, loyal and natural boy. I'll work the means to make thee capable.
How now, my noble friend? Since I came hither, which I can call but now, I've heard strange news.
If it be true, all vengeance comes too short, which can pursue the offender. How does, my lord?
Oh, madam, my whole heart is cracked, it's cracked.
What did my father's godson seek your life? He whom my father named your Edgar.
Lady, shame would have it hid.
Was he not companion with the righteous knights that tend upon my father?
I know not, madam. It is too bad, too bad.
Yes, madam, he was of that consort.
No marvel, then, though he were ill-affected. 'Tis they have put him on to the old man's death to have the expense and waste of his revenge. I have this present evening from my sister been well informed of them, and with such cautions that if they come to sojourn at my house, I'll not be there.
Nor I, assure thee, Regan. Edmund, I hear that you've shown your father a childlike office.
It was my duty, sir.
He did bewray his practice, and received this hurt you see, striving to apprehend him.
Is he pursued?
Aye, my good lord.
If he be taken, he shall never more be feared of doing harm. Make your own purpose how in my strength you please. For you, Edmund, whose virtue and obedience doth this instant so much commend itself, you shall be ours. Natures of such deep trust shall we much need. You we first seize on.
I shall serve you, sir, truly, however else.
For him I thank your grace.
You know not why we came to visit you.
Thus out of season, threading dark-eyed night. Occasions, noble Gloucester, of some poise, wherein we must have use of your advice. Our father he hath writ, so hath our sister, of differences. Which I best thought it fit to answer from home. The several messages from hence attend dispatch. Our good old friend, lay comforts to your bosom, and bestow your needful counsel to our businesses, which craves the instant use.
I serve you, madam. Your graces are right welcome.